Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Suddenly there is tremendous uncertainty about whether we are going to see another televised debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Early this morning here, the Commission on Presidential Debates, which organises these television encounters, put a press statement out announcing that the second debate, due to be taking place next week in Miami, would be moving to a virtual format. The assumption, the precedent for that announcement, would normally be that the two campaigns, Joe Biden and Donald Trump's, had signed off on that plan and that announcement. But just around 40 minutes later, President Trump picked up the phone from the White House, called into the Fox Business Channel, and made it clear that he has no plan to participate in a virtual debate. He insisted that he is no longer contagious as a result of his bout with COVID-19. He complained that the Commission on Presidential Debates was trying to protect Biden, in other words, indicating that the commission was worried that COVID-19 might spread to the Democratic Party's presidential candidate. He said, "I'm back. I'm a perfect physical specimen." And he joked that he is feeling very young. And he said of the concept of virtual debates that he was opposed to them, quote, "because they cut you off whenever they want." That's an indication, by the way, that it may not just be a virtual debate that Donald Trump opposes, but any debate in which the moderator or someone behind the scenes might have the ability to mute his microphone and avoid the kind of encounter that we witnessed during the first presidential debate here 9 days ago. So uproar once again on America's presidential campaign trail, just hours after the only vice presidential debate of this cycle between Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris wound up. What all this means for that second presidential debate due to take place in a few days' time in Miami is very unclear. But at this point, once again, we may well have seen the only presidential debate of this particular election cycle.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.